That's also midiraisa. Rashi says a mafurish biachrimais vein bechrisus. If you live with your sister, your aunt, your chayiv chorus. If arayis means those type of ladies, then if you manus them when they're an arab, there's no din kanaf. And we'll soon see why, because this price holds. It has to be dafka from the pasuk for lo yisil isha. The Torah says he's supposed to marry her afterwards. So it's only such a lady that you could marry. If she's high the creases, you can't marry her. There's no din kanas. That's what arroyus means. And you want to tell me now shnius. What is shnius, the secondary type? That means midivrei seifrim, that she's only an erva to you, midirabonon. Like Rashi says, shagosh rachom mal shnius len lahachik min aveira. Kegoin e mimoi. We had a Gemara in Yevamos that Rabbanan made a gzera that you shouldn't live with your own mother, the even asked your grandmother. Even though midiraisa, your mother's mother, is muta to you, but midirabonon, though she's an erva to you. Or else vi'e mavid, the mother of your father is also asa to you. And Bidrasha the Shara royis ashnius preferic based Yevamos. The rather royis over there that it says there in the Gemara. So if you want to tell me shnius la royis means ladies, that midiraisa, she's muta to you. It's only midirabonon that she's also. Fredig Markasha, kivon di midiraisa chazilei. Since midiraisa, your grandmother is muta to you, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. If so, amay ain lohen knas? Why isn't there any knas over here? Lechura, she's called a lady that you're allowed to marry midiraisa. All right, in the case where she's a nara, shalani have a grandmother, it's a nara, how do you have? I'm not talking about over there. Kashi could give birth. But I call upon him, how do you have a din knas? Why don't you have to pay knas, lechura by shnias? Since midiraisa, they're muta to you. Is amay ain lohen knas? Rashi says, "Bishleim abaroyis. If she's also to you, midiraisa, ikul meimah kishem and atimoni. Like a mandiyom we had before, the last lay nara 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 relish nias kasha. We had before one mandiyom says when the pasuk says v'loy seal isha means only a girl that you're allowed to marry. A girl that you're not allowed to marry, there's no din kanas. So aroyis, your own sister that you can't marry, it's good you don't have to pay a kanas. But why shnias, your grandmother, midiraisa, you are allowed to marry her." So midiraisha, she's called an isha ruyala. So why isn't there kanas? So Gemara says that's not shan shnius. El atein like this. Arroyus means chayve mises bezdin. Arroyus means like your own daughter. That's also to you that you chayve mises bezdin for that. Shnius means chayve krisis. Means your sister. If you minus your sister, she's also to you midiraisa. You can't marry her midiraisa. Therefore, you don't have to give a kanas. Avol. Chayvi lavin, let's say stam yimanes a mamzeres, a nishin that's only yosef to you with a lav. Then I'll tell you this vice old, yeshlan knas. And a chanami, such a girl, you do have to pay a knas. You're not supposed to marry her. Omani, who does this price go like? I'll tell you, shimon atimoni he. Goes according to shimon atimoni that we had before, that the yom isha sheesh b'avaya, it has to be an isha that you could marry. Even though you're not supposed to, a mamzeres chayvi lavin, you're not supposed to marry them. But if you go ahead and make kedushin with them, we hold kedushin is chal and chayvi lavin. So it's called an isha that yesh b'avaya. So maybe shimon atimoni is the mandiyam of this brisa. Therefore, naroyis and shnius means where there's chayvi misa, chayvi krisis, that the kedushin is not chal at all. Therefore, such an isha you don't have to pay a kanas. The chlashi is not called v'loy seal isha. Masheken chayvi lavin that are called upon, and if you do marry them, the kedushin is chal. They are called v'loy seal isha. That's called an isha sheyesh b'avaya. Yeah. So the mori, that's one shot. That's pshat is raisa. Ika the army. Someone say like this. Aroyus means chayvi mises bezdin. V'chayvi krisis. Both of them go into the lashon of aroyus. Whether it's your daughter or whether it's your sister, that you chayiv mises bezdin or you chayiv koris, both of them don't have kenas. Because both of them doesn't have havaya. You can't marry either one of them. What does shnius mean in the braisa? Maybe it means chayvi lavin, I tell you. A mamzeres, an isha that's only yosa to you with a lav, but she's also midiraisa, also you don't have to pay a kanas. Why? Because mani reb shimon ben manasseh. I tell you this braisa goes according to shimon ben manasseh. That said before, when the pasuk says, v'loy seal isha, that if you're honest, the terrorist says, when you're honest, this girl, you're supposed to marry her, it has to be such a girl that you are allowed to marry her. But a girl that's a chayvi lavin to you, if she's a mamzeres that is allowed to marry her, and a chanami, there's no kanas, such a girl, you don't have to pay a kanas. So maybe that's from this braisa, that shnius means chayvi lavin, and it goes according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. But then the Braisa says, Hamamamenes, Ein lo loikinas v'loipitoi. Hamamamenes, Poshid means, again, we said, this girl, when she's a katana, she's less than 12, and her brother or her mother married her off, and then she went to her husband and said goodbye to him in front of Bezdin, that she's freed, that's like a gift. So now, somebody's manas, so there's no kinas. Poshid, why not? Because she's a bull already. Since she was married to a man already, we say most probably the man lived with her already, so she's a bula. So now somebody's manasa, there's no knas. Knas is only to a basula, a girl that nobody lived with yet, and not with this young girl that was married already. That's why she doesn't get knas. But our kopon of the diik is, hoktana bialma isla, mashma another young girl that wasn't married yet, that's a basula, she does have knas. Mashma, if you manas a young girl less than 12, you have to pay a kenas. So Gemara says, Mani, who does this price to go like? Rabbanan, he goes according to Rabbanan Shita. The Yamri that says, Kitana Yeshma kenas, that a Kitana does have kenas. And not like our first mission of Elon Iris, that the first mission made a deal, we said, Afka Iris, the like Kitanis, and the mission went according to Rameya. Rameya Shita is only a Naira gets kenas and not a Kitana. But this price, the Chura goes even according to the Rabbanan Shita, that also even a Ketana also gets Kenas. Therefore, only a Mamamenes, a young girl that was married, she had a husband, she lived with him, she's a Bula, she doesn't get Kenas. But another young girl, a Ketana, would get Kenas. So, for Zadimar Kasha, the Chura ain't a Sefer. What does the Sefer say over here? Islandis ain't law, loy Kenas, loy Pitri. If somebody's Ma'anis, an islandist, a lady that's like an ayah, like a zocher that can't give birth, will soon see she doesn't have simonim of a lady, so she doesn't have kenas. You don't have to pay a kenas for loipitri. As a chura kasher is, why not? So Gemara says, Osin l'Rab Meir, the chura goes according to Rab Meir Shita. The yoma that says, Ketana ain't lo kenas, that a ketana, young girl, does not have kenas. For yoho, now this lady, this girl that's an islandess is such a girl that doesn't have, can't have children. That she doesn't have simonim, she doesn't have susiris. So the loch of an islandess is like this. Here, an islandess never has a din of a nara. From a ketana, she goes straight to be a bageris. A loch is, up until she's 20, she's called a ketana. She doesn't have susiris, she doesn't have two hairs on the bottom, she's called an islandess, she still has a din of a ketana. When she becomes 20 years old, now we see that she's an islandess. Now we see she's the type of the girl that will never have simonim. So now she gets it in of a gedolah. But what type of a gedolah? Not a nara, but a bageris. So she skips from a ketanus to a bageris. A normal girl is, she's a ketana until 12 and until she brings two siris. When she brings two hairs there, then we say she's a nara for 6 months. Until 6 months later, then she becomes a bageris. But here, this girl never had two siris. So she had a din ketana on her until she was 20 years old. And now when she comes 20, we see that she's an idleness. She skips right away to be a bageris. So male idleness doesn't have a din naira. So that's why this Bryce Lechura says an idleness does not have kenas. So it goes according to Rameya Shita that says who gets kenas only a naira. An idleness is not a naira. Therefore she doesn't get kenas. But I call upon him, she was a ketana. So Chori see it can't go with the Rabbanan Shita. According to the Rabbanan, that a Ketana does get Kenas, the Chori in idleness should also get Kenas. Up until she's 20 years old, until she has the money in the idleness, she's called a Ketana. So why doesn't she get Kenas? The Chori goes according to Rab Meya. That's the Kasha. This Bryce, is it according to the Rabbanan, or is it according to the Rabbanan? According to Rab Meya, who does this Bryce go like? So Chori raised your Rabbanan, that says what a Ketana does get Kenas, the Sefer Rab Meir, the Sefer that says an idleness does not get Kenas, the Chur goes according to Rab Meir. The Chitzchur Tzakasha, usually don't say that half and half. The Chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, Kula Rabbi Meir, he, no, the whole Brisa goes according to Rab Meir, that a Ketana true does not get Kenas. That's why an idleness does not have Kenas. So the question was, of Mamenis, how come it says the young girl that gave Miyan, she does not get Kenas? And Mashma only because she was married. But Mashma, another Ketana that was not married, does get Kenas. I'll tell you, no, that's not the Diyak. Uv Mamenes, Sovolok Reb Yehuda. Maybe this Tana holds like Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda holds that you can be Mamayan even after you're 12 years old. even after you're Naro, you can still be Mamayan. So the Dinik is a girl that's a Naro. When she's Mamayan, she doesn't have Kenas. But another girl that's a Naro, she does have Kenas. But it could be we're going according to our Meyashita, that a Ketana does not have Kenas. For the Gemara, Misavolo, so does this price hold like this? Does Remeya hold like that? For a Tanya, we learn like this. Ad Mosai Habas Mamanis. Till how old can a girl be and still give mien, like still just say goodbye to a husband? Go to Bezdin to complain and be mine in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin says she's mutter to somebody else. Ad Shetovi Shtei Cyrus. Divi Rebbe Meya. Remeya is clearly a girl could only be Mamayan up until she's an Ara, up until she has two Cyrus. The Mashma, once she has two Cyrus, she has a denier on her, she can't be Mamayan. Even though her brother married her off, the Kedusha is only Midrabonin, but it's like Zera. Once she becomes a Gedela, she can't be Mamayan anymore. Even though the Kedusha is only Midrabonin still, but the Rabbonin will not Mesakin Mion on a girl that's a Gedela. That's Remeya Shita. So Mela, when the Brisa says that a Mamenis does not have Kenas, the Diak was only she because she was married. Mashma, another girl of that age does have Kenas. So Mashma, another girl that's a Ketana does have Kenas. That's the Kash, of course, not like Rameya. Vaitu Rabbi Yehuda Waime Ad Sheyabe Shachol Al Alovin. If you, the Shittas, know a girl, even after she's an Aro, she can still be Mamayan. Until the hair don't grow that long, it's a Lashon of Ad Sheyabe Shachol Al Alovin. Till the black hair is longer than the white, there's also a Lashon, there's a lot of hair there. So Kitsi, even after she's an Aro, still she could be Mamayan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Kopani, you see clearly, Rabbi Meya does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So against the steer, and now a Braisa. Does our Braisa go like Rabbana, like Rabbi Meya? So when it says, Ela Tayyar Rabbi Yehudi, Enoch Nami, our Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mamenes, a girl that can be Mamayan, could even be an Ara. Even after she's a Gedola, she can still be Mamayan. So Mela, and therefore she has Kenas, because she's an Ara. Uva Ketana Sovlok Rabbi Meya. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meya, Leganta Kenas, that a Kenas only goes on a Nara, not on a Ketana. Therefore, an Islandess, which goes from a Katnus to Bageris, she's never a din of a Nara, that's why she doesn't have Kenas. So our price is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a Nara could be Mamayan, and therefore the Diak is only Mamenis doesn't have Kenas. But another Nara does have Kenas, Kuru that's a Kasha, what's the Kiddush? The Kuru Pshita that way. But Akopon idleness does not have Kenas because she's the Ketana. Ketana doesn't have Kenas. For the Gemara still it's no good. Umi Sovalo. So if you do like Remeya in the Gant of the Din of Kenas, for Yom Rav Yudah Marav, they both said Zudir Rav Remeya. This is Remeya's Shita that says Kenas is only to a Naro and not to a Ketana. Mash Mitzon Rav Remeya that holds that Shita. The Yemi said, if you do what you want to say now, it should have said Zudiva Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda mi boyle. It should have said that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they both told the Shita. They both told the Shita that you could give Kenas only to an Ara. And she's a Ketana, she doesn't get Kenas. Sakam Rabbi Yehuda Marav only said Zudiva Rabbi Meir. It's Smash from Rabbi Yehuda argues. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan Shita, that a Ketana does get Kenas. So it's an Antakasha, who does this Tana go like? Who does this price? Who's the Tana of this price? So the Gemara says, Haitana Sovla Krameya Bechoda Upolagale Bechoda. In a Khanami, it's not the Pshat, the Rashi, the Rabbanan, the Seifas Rameya. The Pshat is, this is a new Tana. And this Tana holds like Rameya in one Prat. He holds like Rameya that a Ketana does not get Kenas. Therefore, an idleness does not have Kenas. Upolagale Bechoda. That Rameya says, you can only be Mamayan. Calls the man your Ketana. But when you're a Nara, you can't be Mamayan. This Tana argues in that point. On that part, he argues in Rav Meir and holds no, that you could make Miyan even when you're an Ara. Therefore, the Brisa is good. The Geyot Hilchus Kenas, Yibadavka has to be an Ara. A Ketana doesn't have Kenas. Either Diak is another girl of that's not Mamayan does have Kenas. The Pshat is because she could be an Ara. Even an Ara could also be Mamayan. So after Brisa comes out good like a third man the Yama. And he holds in one pull of Rav Meir and one pull of Rav Yehuda. So the Mara Baita, Rafram, Omar, like this, that my Mamenis, what does the Mishnah mean that Mamenis does not have to pay Kenas? It's not a deal to say only this girl that's Mamayan, but another girl that's not Mamayan, that wasn't married, does pay Kenas. And that was the Kasha. So Mashmir, a Mamenis, means the Ketana, that was married, she doesn't get Kenas. But mashma, another young girl, does get kenas. The Torah says no. When it says mamenes, it doesn't mean really she was married. It just means haruya lamoyin. It just means she's roya to give mean. In other words, it just means to say a ktana. Any young girl that she is roya to give mean means if she would have get married now, midirabonim, her mother or her brother would marry her off, she could give mean. Such a girl that could give mean in echnami, she does not get knas. But it doesn't mean to say only because she was married. Even if she's not married, just means any ktana doesn't have knas. For the Gemara is so, but listening ktana, then the Baraita should have said poshid. Why does it have to go around the about way and say any girl that could give me in doesn't have kenas? Let it say outright clearly. A ktana doesn't have kenas. Where it says kasha. Kasha means a little bit of a kasha. It's not a tyufta, it's not a, we don't slug him up, we don't say not like him, but call upon him, it's a little of a kasha. Yeah. So call upon him, that is pshato. Because idleness, the reason why an idleness does not get kenas, because she's not a nara, she's a ktana. A ktana does not have kenas. By the idleness, it says in the Braisa, ein lo loy knas loy pitri. It says an idleness does not, you don't have to give a knas, and if you talk her into it, you don't have to pay her either the money for pitri. We're in the Abakasha now. It says like this, ha chareshes, a girl that's a chareshes. The cheresh, reals vi a shoita, a girl that's a shoita, reals vi a idleness, a girl that's an idleness. Is yesh lem knas, here it says still they do have knas. And also it says, v'yesh lem tainis pesulim. There's tainis pesulim. That means when you marry them, if the husband married them, he thought they were pesulim. And the first time he lived with her, he found out it was Pesach Pesuach, or he found out there was no dam there. He has a right to complain to business. I can make the choice, not what I wanted. Just tainis pesulim on a chereshes, on a shoyta, in an idleness. But I quote upon him, it says clearly that an idleness does have kenas. So it was a kasha on the first bris that says an idleness, a lady, a girl, that can't give birth, can't have children, doesn't have kenas. Chutzasira. And if the Gemara poshit, v'hai my rumya, what kind of kasha is this? I'll tell you poshit. Ho Reb Meir, ho Rabbonin. One is Reb Meir Yeshita that says, the ktana does not get kenas. Therefore, an idleness is a ktana. Until she becomes 20 years old, and then we see she's an idleness, she goes straight to be a bageris. But she never has a dinaris. Therefore, she doesn't have kenas. And her Rabbanin, that's what the Braisa says on idleness, does have kenas, goes according to the Rabbanin Shita. The Rabbanin know the girl, but she's a ketana. If somebody's manas or forces her, he has to pay a chamishim shkolim. Say, also, if your manas an idleness, even though she's 15, 16 years old, she has a din ketana, she doesn't have two sirus. So therefore, you have to pay a kenas. So, that's a portion of teretz. And Akhtay Kach, the Gemara is, the Karilo, my Karilo, like what was the Havamin if I cared? What kind of kasher is this? We just got finished saying it's a machlokes from me and the Rabbanin. Like the only reason why an idleness, a girl that can't give birth, shouldn't get kenas, is only because she's a ketana. So the lach of a ketana is a machlokes. We know that Remeya says a ketana does not get kenas, therefore an idleness does not get kenas, and the Rabbanin shita is that an idleness, a ketana, does have kenas. So what was the kasher to start off with? The Karilo, my Karilo. What was your first kasha to start off with? So the Gemara answers, Mishum the Islay, Lamir Me Achritio Labayu. Because I could ask another kasha on this Braisa. This wasn't the main kasha we wanted to ask. We wanted to ask something else. But it says like this. There's another Braisa that says, Hachareshes, if you have a girl that's deaf and dumb, for you have a shaita, you have a fool, a girl that's a fool, a shaita. For you have a bageris, or else she's already 12 and a half years old, she's a bageris. Umukatseitz, a girl that lost a psulim because she hurt herself there. A stick went there and she doesn't have a psulim. The locher is ain lantinus psulim. When she gets married now, then the first time the husband lives with her, the husband can't complain like she lived with another man before, or that she was a pesach psuach. There's no tinus psulim. On a chereshus, a shreita, a begeris, and a muket seis, there's no tinus psulim. That's what the braisa says. So the kid lose the, you have to pay them the ksuba. Whatever you made up with, you have to pay them the ksuba. Yeah. Ba'ita hasuma, what about a blind girl? Va'ilonis, or else she's a girl that can't give birth. Is yesh lem tainis pesulim. By them, we do have tainis pesulim. There is tainis pesulim by them. There, if you marry them, becheskes of psulim, and it comes out the first time the husband lives with them, he finds out with Pesach Pesuach, it was too open there, that she lived with somebody else before, he has a right to complain, it's not the type of lady I wanted to marry, he doesn't have to give her the ksuba of $200. There's tainus psulim by a sumim by an idleness. Sum chesayme, sum chesed mishum rameya. Suma ain la tainus psulim. We'll soon explain all this why. Sumcha says no. Sumcha says what? That a suma does not have tainus psulim. A girl that's blind, she doesn't have tainus psulim. So the husband can't complain later to say, how come you don't have psulim? He should have known about it. We'll soon explain why. The core point of this theory is that first the Braisa says that a chereshes v'yashreit v'ailnes yeshlem knas v'yeshlem tainus psulim. It says they do have tainus psulim. That means the husband could complain and says that I gave you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you were a psula. But now that I see you're a bula, I'm not going to give you $200. And here the braisa says, ain lem tainus psulim. The husband can't complain. No, when the husband finds out that they're a psulim, they're a bula, he can't complain. He should have known about it before. So of course, that's the stira. That's what we want to answer. And this, the Gemara answers, Amar Rashashas Lakasha, there's no stira here. Hor Rabbi Gamliel, Hor Rabbi Yeshua. One braisa goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, one goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the Machlokes V'yara on a few days of an Aleph. When the husband tainis and says that you're a bula, so the husband says, I don't want to give you ksuba $200. I married you because you're a psula. I offered you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you're a psula. Now the night of the chasna, the husband lives with her and finds out she's a bula, he doesn't want to give her the ksuba. She says back, no, you should know what happened was, Misherestani Nenasti. She says, true that now I'm a bula, but you know what happened to me? B'shas, I got married to you, B'shas Kedushin 12 months ago, I was a psula. After I had Kedushin with you, another man was manas me. And the stachbos today we had before, it's called your fault. Because once I'm married to you, I'm upon you, like you're the owner of me. It's your mazel that caused it that somebody was manas me. So therefore, the ksuba is totally how she was b'shas Kedushin. Since b'shas Kedushin, she says she was a psula, she deserves to get $200. So we have before him, Gamliel says we believe her. If she says she was a psula at the time of the Kedushin, I now, 12 months later, the night of the chuppah, she's a bula, she says because Mishra Stanin and Asni, we believe her. Therefore, the braisa that says here that Ein Lem Tainus Psulim goes according to Gamliel. And if Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. Yeshua said, Loi me pi onu chayim, we don't believe her, what she's saying. Therefore, if the husband says that now she's a bula, we believe the husband, and he doesn't have to give her ksuba. So the braisa that says, the chereshes v'ashayta, yesh lam tainus psulim, goes according to Yeshua. For the Gemara, no. For the Gemara, kasha, Ey, madishama, dele, Rabbi Gamliel, when does the Gamliel say that we believe the Isha, heicha, the katana, iyu? Only when she tells us what happened. Like we had before, it has to be a bori v'shema. She has to be a bori. She has to have a tainus vadai. That she has to say, Mishir stani nanati. She has to tell us what happened. Over here, she's a chereshah. She can't talk. She's a fool, a shaita. So, b'zoi heicha, the loy katana, iyu. Mishamatlei. When she's not saying anything over here, just husband is complaining that she's a bula right now. We don't believe her. Like, why should we say that she deserves to get a ksuba of $200? She's not saying anything here. She's a shaita. So how come she does, there's no tainus psulim? If the Gemara is, yes, it's still good. That kivin the Yomer of Gamliel. Mehemna, since the Gamliel says that we believe her when she tainus vadai, halach riz kagoin zu, psach pichal ilim. It's such a svara, psach pichal ilim hu. It's a svara, we open the mouth, and even a person that can't talk, sometimes Bezdin opens their mouth and talks for him. In other words, here the girl is a chereshes, she's a shaita. She can't talk. She doesn't know what happened to her. So in cases like this, Bezdin talks for her. And Bezdin says that it's very possible, Mishirastanin nanasi. That's called taninilei. Bezdin tain is for her. So may according to him, Gamliel, that if she herself would say Mishirastanin nanasi, we would believe her. She's believed to set the time of the Kedushin. She was a psula. She deserves $200 for the ksuba. So now that she's a chereshes and a shaita, we also tain for her. And Tain speaks out. Because Rov Pomim, really what happened is a tiny of the Svara to say she's a Mukasaitz altogether. The Svara to say that she hurt herself there. Usually, not that a man lived with her. So now she's a Chereshes and a Shreita, she doesn't know what to say. We like tiny for her to say that she was a Psula B'Shas Kedushin. And first later, something happened to her. So that's the Teres there's still in the prices. But then it says over here, Bageris ain't lo tainis pesulim. If you marry a Bageris, that means a girl. Today we always do that, when after she's 12 and a half years old, if you marry an older girl, there's no tainis pesulim. That means you leave, the husband lives with her the first night and finds Pesach Pesuch, it's open there, he can't complain to say she was a bula. Why? Because Maisa, that's the Matzis of a Begeris. When a girl becomes 12 and a half, but by itself it's called like the Psulim Akolim, and by itself the Makkah becomes a little bit wider. So therefore there's no proof that she lived with another man, just that's the Matzis that became a little bit wider there. For the Gemara, is that true? Ivom Rav, Rav says, Begeris, Noisnen Lo, Laila Rishon. The Lachar is, if you marry a Begeris, Rav hold, the Lachar is, the first night when you live with your wife, usually, especially if you marry a Ketana, you break up Sulim, and you see Damven. So Lachar is usually blood that comes out from that Makim is called Dam Nida, that she's also to you. But Rav says, no, if you marry a Begeris, the first night, as many times as you want to live with her, you're allowed to. Even though you see blood there, we say it's not Dam of Nidus, but it's Dam of the Psulim. In other words, vice versa, Bageris, the girl, even though she's older than 12 and a half, she does have psulim there. And the first time the husband lives with her, he likes grace to psulim and blood comes out. So he says the whole first night of the chuppah, he's allowed to live with her as many times as he wants to, even though there's dam there. Of course, we say it's dam psulim. Now, so the chur kashri is, why do you say Bageris? There's no tainis psulim. Mashmish doesn't have any dam. Here it's mashma, Bageris still has psulim. And there is dam there. So why can't the husband complain? If he sees there's no dam there, he should complain to Bezin to say that most probably she lived with another man before this. If the husband comes to complain to Bezin to say, I lived with my wife last night the first time, and there was no dam at all there, that's a good complaint. Even though she's a Begeris and the Sulim go away a little bit, but something is still left, and really there should have been blood there. Hochab Maeskir, you know what this Brisa means to say? The Kotoyin Tainis Pesach Pesuach. When the husband either lost the shmata there, lost the cloth, he doesn't know if there's dam there or not. He doesn't know if there's blood there or not. His taina is, though, it went in too easy. It was like Pesach Pesuach, the door was opened. So you have before Gemara and Daf Tes, that if you marry a Ketana or a Nara, you take a Neman, the husband's allowed to say was too open there. Most probably she lived with another man before this. She's usher. I don't want to give her a ksuba, the Shalas were. But here, where she's a Begeris, or Begeris, since she's 12 and a half by itself, the Makom becomes a little bit wider, here there's no sign of Pesach Pesuach. That's what the Braisa means. But then,